Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskas, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is Becky Baines, the editorial director of National Geographic Kids Books, and she's talking about the National Geographic Kids Almanac for 2020, which is available now and geared toward children between the ages of 8 and 12, and has all sorts of great photographs of animals, weather stuff, cultural stuff, and they always, as always, have those great Nat Geo photos that we've come to know and love over the years. Becky, I love reading almanacs, and the definition, though, of an almanac is so elusive. So what's your mission when you go to put together an almanac? What do you, it's one of those things that's hard to define, but you know it when you see it. So what is your mission to include in an almanac?
So our almanac pretty much includes everything that a kid needs to know keep them up to date for that year. It's an annual thing, which I think goes along with the definition of an almanac. So it's relevant and timely to that year, but it also has all of the staples that you would expect out of an almanac, meaning for kids, it has homework help sections, it has maps, it has information on countries and states and American presidents. We include, a lot of science things, information on the human body, the water table, how to write a book report, stuff like that. But then, because, we're National Geographic Kids, we want to include the weird, wacky, fun information about our world as well. We have a lot of feature spreads that change year to year about animals and science and space. But we also have wacky fun and game spreads. We have fun pack spreads. It just pretty much is chock full of anything that you can possibly think of. You can probably find it in this book.
When I was a kid, and this would have been early 80s, we'd get the Guinness Book of World Records every year, and I always thought it was basically the same thing year to year. They'd change maybe a few things, but when you publish an annual almanac, how do you and your team decide what stays and what goes year to year to make it fresh?
Yeah, so we in a standard almanac year, we update about 40% of the content. And so that means that any content that is going to stay the same, like, for example, when we have, our map section where we show political maps of the world and physical maps of the world and, your standard country information and state information and things like that that aren't going to change from year to year, all of that is going to remain the same, that kind of referency information that kids can use, for homework help or just kind of expand their learning experience. What changes in this almanac is our feature spread. So we have 11 sections in this particular book. They include everything from, science to, I have it right here. We have a Your World section, exploration, animals, wonders of nature, space and earth, fun and games, science and technology, a cultural connection, going green, history happens, and geography rocks. So within each one of those sections, we want to make it feel like a different reading experience every single time. So along with that staple information that kids know and love, they're going to get new feature content, like, for example, in our animal section this year, we have features on the hidden powers of the penguin or mixed up marsupials, stuff like that. We have a cutest animals of 2021. We have a whole new fun and games section. In our geography section where we feature the countries and the continent information, we feature different countries every time and we give different, facts about different countries so kids can kind of take a deeper dive into different countries each year they get the almanac. We have different fact spreads. So one of my favorite ones in this is that we have a fact spread on ancient wonders of the world or ancient facts. And one of them was that an ancient snack bar was recently unearthed in Pompeii, which makes me want to know a little bit more about that because I wonder what they served at an ancient snack bar. And then, of course, we update our explorer profiles, which in every almanac, we feature some amazing work that our National Geographic explorers are doing that year. And so we feature, I believe, 6 new explorers in every almanac. And that's one of the really great things that I love to learn about because these people are working on absolutely incredible things.
I'm chatting with Becky Baines, the editorial director of National Geographic Kids Books. It's talking about the National Geographic Kids Almanac for 2020. You know, the almanac, we know the photographs are so integral to how this thing is laid out. What comes first for you, the narrative or the photographs?
Oh, man, it depends. You know, it depends on the type of book we're working on. For this particular book, it's definitely the information. So we come up with all the information, we lay it out, and then we find the photos match. If it's a more visually driven book, this is definitely an information-first book. Sometimes we do have those kind of visually driven books that we work on there, and then we do find the photos first, and we work the content around the photos. It's really a balancing act. There are a lot of people involved in all of these products, and we have a team of photo editors and photo researchers working on every book, and it's a process. And one of my favorite inside facts about the almanac is one of the most difficult things is choosing a cover every year. You wouldn't believe how many people weigh in on what the cover photo should be, and it gets really contentious sometimes.
Well, you know, the book has so many facts and factoids in there. How big is the research team that puts all this together? It's got to be huge.
Oh, yeah. So I would say from start to finish, there are probably dozens, you know, 24, 25 people that have their hands on this book at any one time. But our vetting process is pretty rigorous. Any piece of information that we include in the book has to have three sources that back it up. So you can imagine in a 350-page book, that's a lot of hours of research. So we fortunately have a team of go-to experts that know what they're looking for. We have a team of kind of experts at our fingertips within our own National Geographic community that can vet a lot of this information for us. So we're really, really lucky to have those resources available.
Well, I know there's a section in there on presidential history, and as you mentioned that about three sources, there's little factoids about some of the presidents. Some of them seem so absurd. So you're telling me each one of those things that I kind of thought were maybe urban legends over the years, you actually have those sourced at least three times?
Oh, definitely. You know, the presidents were really, really weird. One of my favorite facts, I don't even know if it's in here, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, is that Teddy Roosevelt pretty much had a zoo inside the White House, including some pretty dangerous animals that he kept within the White House walls. And so there are some pretty funny stories when you dig into our founding fathers and some crazy hijinks that went on inside those walls.
Well, every year you have a new almanac challenge. So how does that work?
So the almanac challenge is one of my favorite things about the book as well. It's a place to get kids really, really engaged. You know, kids are really have their finger on the pulse of what's happening in our world, especially, you know, when you're going through something like a global crisis. Obviously, what has happened recently has really, really affected kids and their outlook on the world. And they want to be involved, and they want to figure out ways to help, change the future and make our world a better place. And so what we can do with the Almanac Challenge is actually actively engage them and ask for their input on how they envision a better world. And so last year our Almanac Challenge was called the Visionary Challenge, and we asked them to envision our world 10 years from now and kind of tackle a problem that they saw and figure out a solution to it. And submissions were incredible. They covered a range of important issues, everything from curing cancer to saving endangered species. But the winning idea came from Kai in Hawaii. He had this idea for banning single-use plastics and ridding the ocean of plastics by creating a plastic-eating enzyme that would break down any plastics left in the ocean, and it would be deployed from this self-propelled machine that wouldn't create any pollution, and it would look like a whale, so it wouldn't scare any wildlife. So he really, really thought the whole thing through. It was pretty incredible. And it actually inspired this year's challenge, which is based on our Kids Versus Plastic initiative, which is for kids to tell us in some sort of creative storytelling platform how they've eliminated single-use plastics from their life. So we're really looking forward to see what kids come up with for that.
Wow, how creative. The book is National Geographic Kids Almanac 2020. She's Becky Baines, the editorial director of National Geographic Kids Books.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakulskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.
I think to myself, what a wonderful